I ask you sorry if I have this face, but yesterday evening, as some of my colleagues, they know it has been an hard, tough night. And we finished like at 5 a.m. or 6. Some friends explained me my last two hours of the night. So I'm here. Mayem was supposed to be here as well, but he had an incident because of his father is at the hospital. So he had to run back to Italy. So I will play on my own this talk and the talk about ACOS profiling from the United Nations back at 5 and something. It will be always me. Sorry for this. We are going to talk about SCADA insecurity. And you will understand from the first three slides why this insecurity that sucks. Also, we are going to talk about hacking critical infrastructure detectors. I think that all of you heard about the little guys from China hacking in UK, hacking to Germany, also to Italy, but our government haven't been able to discover it, to the US and whatever. So I've added three slides about CNI, critical national infrastructures. Who is Raul? I'm the founder of MediaService.net. It's an Italian-based security consulting company. We don't sell hardware. We don't sell software. We sell our mind and our knowledge. The company has been founded back 11 years ago. I'm a consultant at the UN, UNICRI. That stands for United Nations Interregional Crime and Justice Research Institute. I will give you some the details about this UN agency in my next talk. I'm a OPST and OPSA certified. So for the guys that know the OSDM, OSSTMM, Open Source Security Testing Methodology Manual, I'm an author of the OSDM since the 1.5. And now, finally, after 2 years and a half, we have been able to publish the 3.0. I belong to many boards, so I'm able to wear many hats. I mean, to the CLUSI, that's the Italian Computer Security Association. I mean, to ISACOM, Institute for Security and Open Methodologies. I mean, to the Italian chapter of OWASP with Alberto Revelli as well. I mean, to TSTF, Telecom Security Task Force. And I'm the project manager both for Crystal and ACOS Profiling. But today we're going to go to talk about the Crystal project. So, what is SCADA? Who knows what SCADA is? Can raise their hands? Well, that's good. I've decided, me and Mayem, to start to study SCADA security back in January of 2007 because we have seen this clip. This presentation was supposed to run on a Mac, so I had to port all the slides in a few hours. So I have many clips to show you, but I have to do it in a lame way and to do this and hope that it will work. Not so sure. In fact, I know why. Okay, let's try again in this way. No, we'll do it. Sorry if I cut the surprise, but we have to do it in this way. All right.
Shut it down. Catch it. All right. Not responding.
Hi. How secure is your business?
UBS. Security. So, I love Suki as well. We are waiting she grow up in order to marry her. But, let me have it back. Okay. Seriously, if a company, as such a small company as EDS, they decided to produce this highly terroristic video clip about SCADA security. Me and Mayan, we talk, hey, there must be something so serious on SCADA. Let's go and investigate about it. So SCADA stands for Supervisory Control and Data Acquisition. In a few words, all the times that we got something that is so automatized, SCADA should came and decide what to do on the basis of what is happening. So we say that it's event driven, of course. To give you some more examples, this is a SCADA console, and from here they should be able to realize if everything is okay or is failing. That's for a pump. But to give you some other examples, we are talking about industrial automation, so I'm not telling you anything new. It's something that we had in the last 20 years or so. But we have some new stuff. The market is changing, so they are migrating all the infrastructures. In the past, we were talking about old school proprietary security through obscurity stuff. Now they realize that we have something around that is called TCP/IP. Wow. So they started to go into standard. They start to document everything, and most of all, they begin to interconnect each other. This is the very new the difference compared to the past. This is another example. Here we are in Mexico, and SCADA is used for the petroleum stuff and the wells. Again, if something should fail, a SCADA infrastructure should be able to say, okay, I stop you, I will try my best to avoid any incidents. And then I was telling you about critical infrastructure. So don't forget during my talk that every time we talk about SCADA, we may also talk about a power plant, a nuclear plant, gas, oil, water, transports, and so on. The bad news that I will show you at the beginning of my talk is that many, many incidents already happened. You don't see them on TV. No, they don't like to talk so much about it, but if you are good on the internet, of course, it's so easy to find some incidents. So, in these 30 slides, I've tried to put all together the sector and then the sub-area where SCADA may be interested in. So, of course, let's say that we are a very, very bad guy. We are a terrorist and we want to knock down a country. For sure, we will start with energy and utilities. And I will show you that it's not so impossible to cut off the electric grid into a country. Then, number two, if we stop also the communication and then the finance crisis is there already, what happens all the times that you are scared? You want to have your money because who never knows? You want to be able to talk, to communicate to your mother, your father, because you are under attack. And you would like to go, for example, to an hospital at the healthcare. So, in my opinion, these are the first four steps in order to freeze a country in a few hours. But then we have the food. So all the safety of the food and the distribution of the food. And then we need to drink to go from a place to the other. So airports, rails, and so on. And we want to be secure on our own. So, safety for sure. With Mayan back some months ago, we have been hired by the police department in Abu Dhabi, Emirates, in order to test their TETRA, TETRA communication infrastructure. We did a mistake, and so for half an hour, if you dialed the police number, the fire number, and the ambulance number, no answer. That was our job, okay? They asked us, they hired us in order to show them, to run up and test, and to show them if it was really so possible and so easy or so hard to stop the 911 emergency phone number. We've been able to do it. Then, the government facilities and the services And at the end, everything a country is able to produce. Of course, if we talk in the specific about the chemical industry and the defense bases, the whole picture is closed. But we are here only to talk about SCADA because we don't have enough time. So, which are the main components of SCADA? HMI, that is the human machine interface. I will show you. I have some pictures for you and some more videos as well. But imagine in this big infrastructure at the end, there is always a human being, a human element in front of some LCD displays in order to see what is happening. Then we have the RTU, or remote terminal unit. We have many PLC stuff, and of course, all around we have a communication infrastructure. So this is an example. This is an example of Enel. Enel is the biggest energy power distributor in Italy. So they create the energy here, then they have the MUX, and via fiber optic over there, and then via PSTN. They manage everything. Do you know a funny news? I'm going to take Enel as a customer in the next, I hope, in the next months. And we had some meeting over there, and I show it to them this picture because it's on the web. They didn't know that their infrastructure was on the internet. Why it happened? Because the supplier, the vendor, decided to be cool and decided to publish it on the internet without asking any authorization to Enel. This is only a very stupid example because from this scheme we are not able to learn so much. But it's a good example of how many times whenever we talk about SCADA and security, the customers they keep on to try a security through security approach, but because of the vendors, they are not able to do it. Let's see the issues we have on SCADAs. Hackers knows about SCADA. Me and Marion, we have seen that there has been the first talk at the Black Hat and then the DEF CON and so on. And hackers are talking about SCADA, as I'm doing today here. The people that they came from the SCADA field, they are so scared because they realize that if you go on the internet and you look for the default accounts and whatever, now you also have the default accounts for SCADA stuff. And then they discovered that a vulnerability database or some old tools like Nessus, for example, has got a very good plugin for SCADA stuff. And they are just scared because they say, hey, that's our stuff, that's our world. Why these hackers are starting to talk so much about it? But it's not true that the problems are caused only by the technology. So with Marion, we have tried, and I will zoom on all of these of these assets. So for sure, we have the technology. We have had so many incidents, I will tell to you. But we also have the customers, as I told you, the people and the vendors that from time to time may be your new enemy. And I will explain you why. So let's begin with the incident. Shit happens. I'm not happy all the times I have to explain you this slide. It happened nine years ago in June, on the 10th of June of 99. A big company that was called the Olympic Pipeline had a steel pipeline, a big one, and it just broke. So 237,000 gallons of gasoline fall into a smaller river, into a creek. The bad news is that an hour and a half later, all the gasoline started to burn and then to explode. Three kids died. I'm talking about 10 years old boys and an 18 years old boy. Do you know why? Because the creek was so close to a park where all the families, as you do here in this town near by the river, went there to relax, to have a lunch, to have a picnic, or so on. So my opinion, it has been a luckness that only three people died. It took them like 3 years or 4 years in order to estimate all the damage. And at the end, we are talking about a $45 million damage. This is the news. Why this happened? First of all, let me show you. The yellow area is where the explosion had place to place. So everything over there is burned. The families were there in the park. So again, I'm really not so happy every time I have to explain this slide. But let's go on the technical details. The Olympic pipeline SCADA system was built with a Teledyne brand software for SCADA, and it was running on two VMS machines, on two VACs. Also, they had a backup machine on an Alpha 300, and the Alpha VMS, the Open VMS Alpha, was used as a host in order to split the pipeline from another company. I've investigated. I went online. I wanted to understand. And from here, you may be able to download the full report of the incident. But at point number five, I've been impressed because they state if the supervisory control and data acquisition, also known as SCADA, would have remained responsive, then the controller probably would have been able to initiate some actions in order to prevent the predator and to stop the explosion. But it didn't. So SCADA should do that, but in this case we had a mistake somewhere. Then we have also some technical stuff, and please don't laugh. For all of us that we came from the IT, antivirus is such a stupid thing. I mean, it's normal that you have your AV on your machine, on your servers, and whatever. In SCADA, everything they do needs a real-time performance. So they just don't install AV, because an AV could push too much on the CPU, and they are not able to lose even a small second because of the performances. I know it's so shocking, but again, it's true. And the example, I guess you know the NIST from the United States of America. They produced a very good guide to SCADA. And again, I've been amazed when I read it, because they state that in 2003, the old worm, the slammer, infected a private computer. Until here, no news. The private computer was in a network on a nuclear plant base. Oh, shit. And simply, the slammer has been able to disable the safety monitoring system for 5 hours. So it's not only in the movies. It happens for real. But I got even something better for you. Patching. All of us that we came from IT, we know that the patches are a pain in the ass, but we have to do them. So we will go in our lab where we'll try if everything is okay, and then we install it under the production area. On SCADA is a nightmare. They just don't patch. Again, because it's too hard, it's too difficult for them. To give you the idea, we tried to interview some chief security officer, and I will show also you some interviews. And we were talking about SLA, service level agreement, and he explained us that their service contractor delivers them one patch a year. One patch a year? I mean, that's too long. No, again, it's true. Pen testing, well, if this is the image, running some pen tests may be a good answer in order to help them. Again, no. Why? Because it may happen that whenever you run your pen test, you may lead some service to this adaption, for example. So the market is trying to provide some tools, but it's really not so easy. In my opinion, it should be mandatory to pen test on SCADA environments, but it's not so easy. Another example from the NIST. They run a ping sweep. All of us, we know that the ping sweep is one of the most powerful hacking tools ever made. And they have done it on a SCADA area where we had this robot controlling a 9-inch iron arm. Okay? It was in standby mode, but since, as I will explain you, the TCP/IP stack that they build on SCADA products sucks so much, it happened that even in standby, the arm did in this way. Boom. It's iron. If an operator was there, no neck anymore. Of course, this is an extreme example. I really hope that not all of the SCADA infrastructures, they react in this way. But if you have the idea, it's the same thing when you do reverse engineering on some appliance, or you pen test some appliance and whatever, and you can't know how the TCP/IP stack can react. The small or big the difference is that whenever we scan into an appliance, the appliance at least may explode, and that's it. An arm can again cut our neck, or even worse. So imagine try to running a pen test on a nuclear plant. What may happen? Third issue, physical separation. I will show you, I will detail to you at the half of my talk, but we have been able to run pen tests on like 50 companies or so on SCADA, they run SCADA. In 90% of the cases, the PC that the nice blondie secretary had at the reception was on the damn same wire of the SCADA machines. They don't know, they really don't know what a VLAN is, a DMZ is, they don't filter, they don't have IDSs, they don't have anything. Sad to say, but true. Let's talk about the vendors. Again, here I have a nice clip to show you, but we have to do some magic voodoo for this. Let's voodoo. Can you move this stuff? Sponsor, don't get angry, I don't see. Thank you. Okay, thanks. So, okay. This is a vendor, and this is Mayim interviewing him. No. Let's go.
Allora, molto spesso troviamo delle forti resistenze da parte di. Trovano che attrezzarsi per garantire la sicurezza dell'infrastruttura sia una complicanza eccessiva. Allora, se poi si rende necessario anche un adeguamento della topologia di tutta la rete, i requisiti sembrano davvero problemi insormontabili.
So, the vendor is explaining us that the customers are so lazy that they don't want to think about securing the infrastructures. Remember this clip. So we have been over there in many SCADA companies, and we have seen that all the traffic is in clear text. Everything is in clear text. There is no data encryption. To give you the idea, there are many SCADA machines that, for example, they send directly from a PC an AutoCAD file, a DWG file, into the machine. In my opinion, that's the intellectual property of the company, so at least they should encrypt the file at the beginning. No way at all, because it's lowdowns and everything I explained you. There is no authentication at all. I will show you the pen test we have been able to run on a company that allowed us to bring the case study, and there is no authentication at all. Worse, there is no accounting. So if an incident happened, they would never be able to build the chain back. The customers, another video, some more voodoo. Okay.
Sempre di richiedere
So, this is the chief information officer from an electrical company, and he's telling us exactly the opposite of the supplier, of the vendor. So maybe everything the vendors they tell us is not so true. But let's go more. The common mistakes we have been able to find. As I told you, the standard IT network and the SCADA ones are merged together. I need to see here also. Yeah. They are merged together, so there is no physical, not even a logical split between the two networks. In all the companies we have pentested, there were so many modem access and VPN accesses, even too easy to connect to them. Why? Because again, they don't change the default accounts, they don't test for a pentest, they don't check if a profile of the VPN, if the profile A is able to do more than other profiles, and so on. We have defaults everywhere, so it's like they open the box from the shelf and they connect, install, and it's done. They run no backup at all. But all the companies we've interviewed, they told us, okay, Raul, Mayim, you are right, we don't run pen tests, we have some issues, but we have a very good disaster recovery plan because we are ISO certified. Say, wow, that's cool. Have you ever been able to test if it works? No. Why? Because we can't simulate a test, so it's in this way it works on the theory, on the paper, but we are not so sure it would work if some incident would happen. Say, wow, that's a smart choice. Then we have the people, and here start to laugh. This is a control panel in the operator room from a subway. Oh, you see, do you see over there? It's a picture from 30 years ago, so in the 70s, even in the 80s yet, they used to have the control room of this kind. So we imagine the old man here, the operator, he was able to understand everything and to manage. He was the controller man. Today, this is a SCADA panel. We have the joypads here and the joysticks as for the games, and we have all of these LCD. That's more good for us. The problem is that the same old man is still there, and he doesn't know what the hell the joysticks are. Again, we wanted to investigate into the detail, and we discovered this. An interview with a CSO of another company. They produce power electricity, and they told us, do you know what happened some months ago? I had to send my emergency squad over there on the run because we didn't have the monitoring system was no answering. And we find the idiot, the old man, watching a porno DVD on the console. Wait, what is the problem, as I showed you before? The PC that the old man has got in this room is the same PC he has got at home. So why should not him insert a DVD? It's the same machine. This is the mistake. The mistake, of course, is that they haven't run any hardening of the machine. They should stop. The machine should not have a DVD player. They should not be able to install a DVD player software. They should stop the USB keys and everything we know. But it happened as for Omar in the same stuff. Then, again, this is not to love. This is a book that Mayim showed me. I discovered this thanks to him. The author is D.A. Norman, and the book is called The Design of Everyday Things. I strongly suggest to you this book. To give you the idea who is D.A. Norman, do you remember in the first release of Microsoft Windows when you run a command and you have the pointer and you didn't know what was happening? You always have the pointer. Then somebody at Microsoft thought, I should explain to my user that I'm doing something. So on Windows 3.0, it came out, I don't know the term in English, the small stuff where the sending side to estimate the time. So it moves. And you are able to understand, to realize that the PC is doing something. Mr. Norman went to Bill Gates to explain him this idea. So I respect this man. This image is from the 80s. It's a nuclear plant console. They had two of the stuff, but they were identical. So the operators, from time to time, they got confused. I don't know what happened if I move the right or the left. I haven't asked. But Norman has been so smart to put an Heineken can here, so the operator will not get confused anymore on the right and on the left. But we also have disgruntled employees. So this is another incident happening in 2000. A man was arrested and jailed because after he has been fired off from the company, he hacked them back. The Wi-Fi accounts and whatever were still alive, so he has been able to hack into the company. The problem is that by an hack, he has been able to release millions of liters of sewage into a shire, so that's not so good. But we also have a sabotage. I love this one so much. If you want, the full history is over there. But Thomas C. Reed was the secretary of Ronald Reagan. Do you remember the actor that became a president of the United States of America? And he wrote a book, The Abyss. In this book, if you browse carefully in it, imagine that we are in the 80s, we had the Cold War, and the United States where government was selling SCADA software to the Russians. But the SCADA was the SCADA software was intentionally modified. They insert bugs, okay, in order to have here after the decent interval to reset the pump speeds, and so on and so on. The result has been the biggest explosion ever visible from the sky or from the moon, apart from the military ones. So in 82 in Siberia, a 3 kiloton explosion, only for some more lines of code. Well, then the newspaper always liked to say hackers around, but in this case it was true. Hackers has been able to hack into Gazprom in Russia, and it seems that they build a Trojan horse. From here, I don't have any more feedbacks or news because it seems that the company decided to pay the money just in order to be sure and be safe. We also have the thieves. So, in Nigeria, that's a country, as all of us we know, with many, many problems from the safety to the corruption and whatever, 40 people, they died because they were trying to steal petroleum from the platforms. And a year ago, more than 250, they died. Of course, this does not have anything to do with SCADA and IT. But again, I'm trying to explain you how are the SCADA environment and the NCI environments also from a physical security point of view. In fact, in the area where Miami lives, we have a NATO base, and we also have in Italy the terrorist, anti-imperialist team. And they decided to place a homemade bomb in the pipeline that brings the petroleum to the military base in Aviano and in Vicenza, from Aviano to Vicenza. Of course, we are talking about physical security. We are talking about some idiots that went online to learn how to build a bomb. But what happens if the next time they will realize that it would be so much easier and safe for them not to build an homemade and run until there, but having a PC and hacking via SCADA and interrupting all the pipeline only with pressing enter. Of course, they would prefer it. But don't panic. We have the solutions. Why? Because in SCADA, there are the security standards. To give you the idea about everything we have observed, and again, it's not me saying it, but it's the government. The security on SCADA is the same thing as we were in the IT 10 years ago. 10 years ago, did we, all of us, we all run a firewall? No. All of us we had a DMZ? No. All of us we had the physical splitted networks? Of course, no. All of us we run IV? I hope so, but again, it's not so sure. So, SCADA security now is like we were in our world, in the IT world, from 5 to 10 years ago. It's our opinion that the men, the people that they run SCADA, they work on SCADA, they should understand these issues, they should understand the differences, and they just should take an identical approach in the security path as we did on the IT world. And I was telling you, in SCADA, they exist the security standards. They are here. They are even good. So, of course, we start from the ISO, but then we go in the Zoom. So we have the ANSI over there, security for manufacturing and control systems. We have, of course, the common criteria. We have something rolled out by the NIST specific for SCADA. We have a vulnerability assessment methodology for the chemical industry, and so on. So the standards, they exist. But do you know what's the real issue? It's this one. We came from IT. For us, CIA is mandatory, confidential, integer, and available. To them, it's the opposite. They don't care at all about the confidentiality because they need the info to be available first thing because it's money. Then, integrity only at the end, it may be also confidential. So, it's our opinion that the IT world and the SCADA world will never be able to talk each other because the views they have and the approach they take is opposite, is the mirror of each other. So, after Maya and me, we have seen all of this nice stuff, we decided to build the Crystal project. Crystal stands for Critical Infrastructures Security Test and Analysis Lab. We built it in January 2007, and we have been able to put together the IT guys, the security guys, as me, Mayim, and other colleagues and friends, and those professionals that they work on SCADA every day. Why? Because we think that is essential that in the team we have the people that are on SCADA since 10 years or two or even more, and we realized that it was important that also the hacker approach, the hacker's mind were over there in order to talk each other and exchange our ideas. If you want to visit our website, everything we do is there for free, so you may be able to download everything I'm explaining you. Which are our goals? We wanted to talk to the people. Why? Because, as I told you, in SCADA, there is so much security through obscurity, and they don't love to explain the things. So we needed to talk. We needed to exchange experiences. We need to perform more technical stuff. And then, we are trying to measure the real security of the SCADA market. Why? All the times you go to the SCADA companies and you ask them, are you secure? They answer you, of course I'm secure. So it's like when you ask it to the standard customers. Then we decided to write some tools because there are not so many tools in order to penetrate on SCADA. And our final goal, let's say the dream, will be to create an open source and FDL methodology for SCADA pen testing. It's my personal dream that it may be the OSDEM 3.0, as it is now, on a special release of the OSDEM for SCADA. We have told that it would have not been enough to analyze the issues only from the technical point of view. So, of course, from the technical point of view, we analyze, we pen test, and we harden the infrastructures of the companies. But we are also giving an eye on the organizational point of view. So how to measure the security, educate, and the ergonomy in the SCADA infrastructures, as I showed you already, is so important. we have been already been able to do something. So we released a paper for the Italian Computer Security Association. It's in Italian only until now, but it's 120 pages about SCADA security. We have been in Italy, Europe, Asia, and so on to talk about SCADA, to explain to the audience that we have a new issue here and it's serious. We have been to the university, and I love this so much, to teach to the engineers of tomorrow that they should take care about the security. Because I think that if we invest now in the guys that are in the school and they are 20 years old or so, tomorrow in 10 years, they will be the ones that will do the design. And then we have been able to obtain a public case authorized to show you. So I will show you this case study, and we will go into the details. Why? Because we asked to all the companies for a disclosure agreement. But 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 companies authorized us. 80 companies say no way, NDA, no disclosure. So we have done our job. We wanted to explain out more, but 80 companies decided again for security through obscurity. So I would like you to say thank you to all of these, all of the other 6, because they have been smart enough. In fact, thanks to this, I have the last video to show you that it's really, really nice. Let me switch again. These are the companies I mentioned to you. This is Mayam. This is me. And we have also Raptor. Okay, let's go back to us. This video clip showed you what I'm going to explain you in the details, the Sovema case history. Why we choose Sovema? First of all, because as I told you, only 6 companies authorized us, so the choice was small one. We decided for them because they are leader in their market, first issue. Second issue, what does this company do? They built the machines in order to build the batteries. So we are talking about ASICs, we are talking about a very hazardous work area. And these machines may be big like this area or like 8 floors of a building. So it was for us the perfect environment. They are known in Europe, Asia, and US. They authorized us. They are not so small, but they are not so big, so it's easy to talk with them, even if the company is worldwide, but we have been able to talk with the CIO and the CSO and all the guys. But most of all, because of this. They've been one of the first SCADA company motivated to move toward the Ethernet. Why? Because they've been always been on the same as per Dofi bus as a technology, but then some customers of them, they started to ask for IP, for Ethernet. So they implemented a new solution, and they asked us to test the solution. But, as I told you, it's not easy to run up and test on a big, big machine that may be 6 floor high and contains ACID. To give you the idea, the technical guys they have there, they go into the machine in order to do the assistance and whatever. Sovema has been one of the few companies we have found that has got a test bed. So they've been able to build for us the test bed we needed. So they gave to us a PLC and expansion card, an operator panel, and the visual alert in order to see what the PLC was doing. This is the full scheme. So at the end, as you see, it hasn't been so hard. It's a room. It's a room and some hardware devices. So we had the Ellen Berdell over there as the panel, and some other stuff. Now we'll go into the details of that test bed. Here are our toys and our guys. The control panel talks IP, CIP standard, to the other machine, and then via Prodofi bus, they talk to the final machine. This machine is tall, like, I think, over there, and this is the smaller one they have. We asked for a small machine, and they said, "Oh yeah, it's that one." Said, "Well, okay, let's hope we will not break anything." What we used, brain. You always need your brain all the times that you do this stuff. Nmap, of course, to meet with the host. Nessus in order to avoid to forget about some stuff. Wireshark in order to analyze, and then we built so many scripts, commands, hacks, experiences, and whatever. These are the tools that we used. What we found? We found on the first box an HTTP web server, SNMP, and then three proprietary ports. The good news for you is that it's not possible to access to the PLC commands via web or via SNMP. Why? Because, of course, the HTTP is so buggy. I will show you where we've been to have some Cardosize, Cardapting, and whatever. But you can't change the parameters of the machine via HTTP. Thanks God. But there is no HTTP authentication at all, and you are able to monitor, to perform a remote monitoring via the CIP. Then the other box. The other box, we discovered and we explained to the customers that the small panel, it runs a file server. And they told us, "Oh, is there a file server over there?" Yes, it is. And they didn't know it at all. So, for a company, imagine for the CSO, for the chief security officer, having a file server in this stuff, in this appliance, in the panel, means that he should apply the company policies. He should insert the file server into their Active Directory domain, and so on, and so on, and so on. Here we have the source or dot option, and as I told you, a file server over there. So, for example, across scripting, so easy to do. It stands for Hack in the Box. It's a security conference in Asia, because the first time we gave this talk, it was for Hack in the Box. Everything, as I was telling you, is in clear text. So via the CIP, Industrial Protocol, we have been able to see everything was going from a side to the other side. And we discovered with so much pleasure that Wireshark has got already the capability of interpreting the CIP protocol. Denial of service. again, these are really hackers' tools. Nmap, a ping, or just any kind of terrific more than 10 megabits a second, pull down all the machines. The machines we have tried went down for a minimum of 2 minutes or 3 until 15 or whatever. The good news is that they don't need a cold reboot. They have been able to go back online by themselves, but after some time. So, in order to summarize for you, if we talk about the Nalo service, choose your favorite ones. If we talk about the web stuff, there are cross apps scripting. There is no authentication, but you are not able to modify the parameters. If we talk about the protocol, is in clear text, is easy to forget. SMP is there, but it's not useful at all. Deconsideration, I explained it you already. There are some bugs, but nothing really so stupid. Thanks to God, as for now. And we have understood that we need to build some specific tools. So, for example, we are writing a CIP injector in order to inject and to see how the machine will react. What we have to do? We have to involve more people. So I would like if from the audience there will be somebody that every day is on SCADA, please talk to us, email us, and let's start die to help each other. We would like to release a bulletin about the status of the SCADA market, of the security of the SCADA, of course, from a true point of view and not from a vendor point of view. We want to write more articles, both on the technical side and the organizational side. We need some more case study to bring down the world. So if you are in a company that is a SCADA user and you would like to get a free pen test, please ask us again. We don't ask you for money. We just ask for the DA and to be able to have as bad in your site, and we will come there for free. I told you already about the CIP injector and the pen testing methodology under the OSDEM. My conclusions are, and again, I'm not telling anything new from the IT point of view. The best practice we have identified is to split into VLAN or physically split the networks, build a DMZ or more DMZ. Add some firewall, some content filtering, and IDS also to spot anomalies. Implement, of course, the redundancy of the devices. Take care about the physical security. Why? We have been in so many companies, and again, they produce electricity power. They are in hazardous area. They have the acid on site as a Sovema, where it was so easy to enter in the company. So not only they don't care about the logical security, but even the physical security sucks so much over there. They have the documentation, it's true, but they don't update them and they don't verify it. They have the policies, but they don't apply the policies. And then, of course, they should disable everything they don't use. They should use strong authentication. They should use encryption. Again, from time to time, we have seen VPN accesses, but they were totally unsecured. They should implement the QS, the quality of service, in order to be more able to manage all the stuff. And they should really build a test bed. The bad thing we have seen that among 80 companies, only 2 had a test bed. Why? Because the management doesn't understand why they should spend money in order to build a test bed. They don't understand the needing for pen testing, and they just don't care about the security. I will always advise and suggest to my customers to periodically run a security test, but also with a pen tester or a company that will declare the methodology they use. It may be the OSDEM or whatever, but I think it's the right of the customer to know how the the company is going to perform and apply your testing. Then I brought to you a bibliography, because there is not so much about SCADA, but I totally suggest to you so strongly the number one, two, and the third one. And this blog on SCADA by digitalbond.com. Then the book I was mentioning you by Diane Norman is here, is this one. And again, I advise you to buy it or to debit somehow. It's over. I hope that there will be some questions, and you are online, so please don't make so stupid ones. Jokes apart, I hope that you have enjoyed my talk, and I would like to answer you if there are any questions. Thank you.